There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular, all month long here in October, celebrating Halloween, 1480 AM KPHX, and of course Greg Isaac, Dave Isaac, Joseph Gerdo, and our great producer Eric Reinert. And before we bring our next guest on, Joseph, what song is this?
Well, it's appropriately, of course, we're playing songs made scary by horror movies, and I selected this song to bring us into this hour and this segment specifically for our next guest, of course, Dawn of the Dead, The Man Comes Around, Johnny Cash. Plenty of zombies in Dawn of the Dead, right?
Absolutely.
Well, were there any eye zombies, you think?
We'll find out.
I don't know. Well, from iZombie, we have actress Leanne Lapp. Thank you so much for joining us, Leanne.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to speak with you. Now, the show is coming back for its second season on the CW. It premieres this week, right?
Yeah, it premieres October 6th.
October 6th. Excellent. And, of course, you were in the first season, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I came in on the finale episode of the first season.
The finale episode. And so did you know at that time that you were going to be sticking around for season two?
You know, I didn't. Originally, I was just supposed to be in one small scene. And we sort of shot the scene, and I left, and I was like, oh my gosh, that character was really cool, and it's a shame that I don't get to sort of continue playing her because I think there was more there. And then it was just totally serendipitous that the writers and the producers felt the same way because they wanted to see more of her too. And I found out late this past spring that I would be coming back. And I mean, you can imagine how I felt. I was pretty excited.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of course, as you said, you really like your character of Gilda. And could you describe for some of the listeners, who Gilda is and maybe any type of background behind her?
Yeah, recap the season, the finale there.
I will. There's not much known about Gilda. She's sort of shrouded in a lot of mystery. But what we do know about her is she's sort of this classic femme fatale character. She's really up to no good. We meet her in the finale episode in this sort of old, decrepit diner, and she's exchanging a backpack of cash for a microchip with some sensitive information on it. And she's talking to sort of this really tough, sort of goth-looking kid. And she's just not intimidated by him at all. And you really get the vibe that she's capable of anything.
Excellent. Now, I know, like you said, there is some mystery around her. But is there anything that you can share with us without revealing anything or breaking any promises that you've made about the season premiere?
Well, I can tell you that she pops up in a few places that you would not expect her to be. But that's really all I can say.
Right, I know. And when we were working with your publicist, I know there was we had to make sure that we keep a lot of things quiet. But iZombie is a great show. I watched some of last season, and the zombie craze is just everywhere right now. Were you into zombies before you were in a zombie show?
I actually was, and it sounds so silly saying this now because it seems like for me such a random thing to be into, but I was hugely into it. I'm a huge Walking Dead fan. I've read all the comic books, and I love anything really zombie related. I love zombie makeup and prosthetics. I'm really fascinated with that, and what happens on set and. So, yeah, I was thrilled to be a part of the show. And a few weeks ago, I actually worked with sort of my first full-on zombie who was, like, all rotting and growling and hungry for brains. And this actress was terrifying. Like, I've seen so many of them on TV that you think you would be desensitized to it, but when you're there and there's an actor who's growling at you and grabbing at you, it's very cool and scary and fun, but
Sounds like a haunted house.
It scared me in a way I didn't expect.
Absolutely. And, you know, a little away from zombies right now, I know that you, you know, you like to play the guitar, piano, ukulele, you sing a bit as well. Have you, is that something, a passion for fun or something you're looking to get into with acting? Or have you released any albums or anything?
No, it's definitely a passion for fun. It's something that is that's come into play sometimes in acting. I sang on camera for the first time last fall in the Hallmark Channel movie Surprised by Romance. But it's really something that, you know, I'm not really looking to pursue as a career. I just sort of do it for my own enjoyment.
You know, Leanne, this is Dave. Quick question. You know, when you're in that environment, you said you sort of got scared. It was terrifying. First time dealing with a zombie on set. How long does it take you once you're off set to get over that? Is it instantly? Do you have to wind down a little bit?
Well, you know, you can kind of use it because, you know, Gilda, my character, really hates the zombies and is kind of like disgusted by them and more so than I think the average person. And so the first time I saw her, I was looking at her and I was kind of terrified by her, and I was like, gosh, this is great. This is really going to help me in the scene. She's just, I don't even have to do any work or imagine anything because it's all just right there in front of me. So far I've been able to just use it in the scene. And it's funny because after every time the director would yell cut, the actor would kind of look over at me and like give me a big thumbs up and be like, was that good? And so she'd totally break her character, and it was pretty adorable and funny.
That is so cool.
Well, once again, I remind, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with actress Leanne Lapp. She's in iZombie. You might have caught her on the season finale, and you'll see her popping up in season 2, which premieres this week. I believe you said on October 6th, correct?
October 6th, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, with Halloween coming up, you know, again, zombies are like the hot trend. I think there's going to be quite a few people dressing up as zombies. Being on set of iZombie, see, you know, maybe you've caught the makeup artists working their magic. Any tips that you might have picked up for Halloween, or maybe that you could share with our listeners to maybe make their zombie or zombify themselves a little better?
I can tell you that a lot of the zombie blood that they use is just sort of like corn syrup and red food dye. Hmm. Okay. So that's sort of something that I think everybody has, because it never really dries. It always looks kind of wet on the skin. So that's something that I think everybody probably has in their home that maybe might help them.
Now which Lord of the Rings character would make the best zombie?
Oh gosh, maybe
Bilbo.
Which Lord of the Rings character? I don't know. He doesn't appear in Lord of the Rings, but I guess like the Necromancer would be a pretty terrifying zombie. He's in the Hobbit movies. Other than that, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of the 9 guys in the Fellowship, and I love them all, and I don't want to see any of them as zombies.
Now, let me ask you this. I have not seen iZombie as of yet, but I'm looking forward to this premiere.
Dave's got
October 6th.
Yeah, October 6th. He's
it's on Hulu.
His calendar.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But let me ask you this question. It may be silly, maybe not, since I haven't seen this. However, do zombies have romantic encounters? And if so, or even if not, how would that be if you had a romantic encounter on set with a zombie? Is that possible? I mean, because you're terrified at the, you know, but also it drives different emotions.
Are you asking if like I in real life had a romantic
No, zombies
okay. On the set.
Okay.
Would that be tough to get into that type of role?
Because
the different emotions are going
on. Well, yeah, because you like brains, and now you got to like somebody else.
Well, the thing about the zombies on our show is there's 2 types of zombies. There's what Olivia, the main character, calls full-on zombie mode zombies who are rotting and gross-looking and more true to the zombies that you would see on, like, a classic.
So that would be a tough situation in that case.
That would be tough. That would be tough.
But as an actress, you could probably do it.
Well, I think I could probably do it. But our main girl, Olivia, is the second type of zombie, and she is she's almost completely functioning as long as she sort of keeps the steady flow of brains into her system, which is why she works at the morgue. But she still has feelings like a regular human being would, and all that sort of stuff, just as long as she can keep eating brains. It's when the zombies get starving and they don't get brains that they sort of tip over the edge into monsters.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So there's probably no romantic encounters in this TV series with the first type of zombie, I suspect.
Probably not. Or if there is, it would be very short-lived.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Well, and you know, she is a cute zombie, you know, the star of iZombie. You know, so I don't know. That's always feels weird to me to say that, you know.
A cute zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. This show is really kind of like pushing the boundaries of what can be done within the zombie genre and even the monster genre in general. It's a great, hilarious comedy. But you're also able to do a lot more with the story than you would in your average zombie show, just because the zombies are complex beings as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with actress Leanne Lapp from iZombie. The show premieres second season on October 6th on the CW. So Leanne, you know, where can our listeners find you on Twitter, you know, all that kind of information?
Yeah, well, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Leanne Lapp. Just my name, pretty simple. And I post pretty regularly on there and you know, annoyingly regularly, I'm sure, now that the show is coming out. So, yeah, I'll be live tweeting the first episode of the second season. So I'm really excited to watch it along with the fans and let them in on what we've been working on.
Excellent. And I want to return to that in just one second, but I do want to let our Meerkat listeners know, if you are watching us on Meerkat and you have any questions for Leanne Lapp, again, about iZombie, they're all excited. They're hashtag iZombie, hashtag iHeartZombies. You know, please let us know. We'll be happy to ask Leanne on your behalf. So is that, you know, the way that media is changing, that you get to kind of live tweet during an episode and interact with your fans, have you gotten a chance to do that yet, or will that be a new experience for you?
Well, this is the first time I'll be attempting live tweeting a show, but I have, just in terms of connecting with fans, it definitely opens up so many doors that it hasn't before. I have people tweeting me sometimes from like Turkey or Brazil, saying that, you know, they saw like a horror film I was in or something, they watched it and they liked it, and it's really wonderful, and it really kind of like, it gives you a little bit of an extra pep in your step, just to, because you don't think about that, right? I'm sitting here in Vancouver right now and I don't think about somebody seeing something that I'm in so far away, so it's really a wonderful tool to connect with people for anybody in any career.
Now, Leanne, how beautiful is Vancouver? I've never been there, but I've always heard the best things about it.
It's amazing.
Always wanted to go there, and describe it for us.
It's so gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful here. It's cloudy today, but yesterday, the first day of October, I was in like shorts and a sweater, and it was full sun, and it was a beautiful day out. So, you know, the stereotypes about Vancouver aren't necessarily true. It doesn't rain every day of the year.
The sky is always so clear.
It is. It is. It's beautiful. There's everything is just like crystal clear, every view, because, you know, it does rain a little bit more. We don't have sort of that smog or that pollution sort of clouding everything up. But Vancouver is just sort of one of those places, or, you know, the lower mainland of British Columbia, I should say, where, you know, if you wanted to ski one day and then swim in the ocean, you know, a few hours later, you could, if you wanted to, like, all that stuff is there. You can go up and do summer skiing in Whistler and then come down and swim in the Pacific Ocean and everything in between. It's really beautiful. There's lots of beautiful hiking and tons of gorgeous beaches, and I've been really fortunate to grow up here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I assume you're a big Canucks fan?
I am a bit of a Canucks fan. Okay. I'm a Canucks fan, and I'm also a Blue Jays fan.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sort of one of those bandwagoner fans where I would ever like speak ill of the teams, but I'm that girl that like it's just fun to sort of support things and get involved and go into the games. My level of knowledge of hockey is embarrassingly low compared to the rest of my family, and they'll probably listen to this and shake their heads.
But you do know the Sedin twins.
I do. Well, I know of them, yes.
Yes.
And your family will be disappointed to know that I'm a Kings fan, but we have a great rivalry going on, so that's always
fun.
Yeah,
we do. Nothing wrong with a good rivalry.
She's never going to call back.
Well, one final question for you. Now, of course, we're celebrating Halloween all month long here on Breakthrough Entertainment. This is part one of our Halloween Spooktacular. That's why we're so glad to have you on behalf of iZombie. We'll definitely be checking it out again October 6th on the CW. But Leanne, do you have a Halloween costume picked out? Do you know your plans yet?
Well, you know, I always sort of default to Rosie the Riveter, the We Can Do It girl, and all the World War II posters.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year, because for the show I have this flaming red hair, I might go as Ariel or Pippi Longstocking, or I might try and utilize this red hair.
Greg and I are fans of Ariel, so we're good with that one.
Yeah. And absolutely. You're fans of red hair, too.
Yes, yes. Well, Leanne Lapp, actress Leanne Lapp on behalf of iZombie. Again, everyone, tune in October 6th on the CW. Thank you so much, Leanne, for joining us and helping us kick off our Halloween Spooktacular. Thank you, and happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you as well. Thank you so much.
We'd love to have you on again soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Happy Halloween.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, excellent, Leanne Lapp. Well, we've got another special guest coming up after the break. We're going to stick with our CW theme.
Yeah.
We need to meet the new or old love interest from Arrow. Alicia Rotaru will be joining us to talk about her role on the new season of Arrow. But before we get to that, we need to stick with our zombie theme.
Yeah.
We heard from Dawn of the Dead. Now
sure.
We need to hear from Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
Hey, Greg, don't stop me now. Bye, Queen. Remember that fight
scene? Yeah,
don't stop me
now.
Not to have a good time.
Oh, I'm having a ball.
Dave loves Queen.
I know this one. Oh, I like Queen. Yeah. But I like Killer Bees, though. Yeah. Eric, sing that one. Killer Bees.
She's a killer bee.
Yeah. Gun. Do that again.
Gunpowder gelatine.
Excellent.
Dynamite with a laser beam.
Yeah, he knows it.
And, of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular. Very exciting. All month long here in October. It scared the crap out of me. And this is 1480.
Thank you, Greg, for using that word.
We'll be right back.